This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arikel. Both the Houses of Parliament will resume their discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Participating in the discussion in Rajya Sabha yesterday, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations and ensuring that in the social sector all schemes reach the people. Mastan Rao Bida of TDP said this budget combines macroeconomic stability, infrastructure growth, technological transformation and social inclusion. Fauzia Khan of NCP-SCP expressed concern over drop in child-focused expenditure. Kanimori, NVN Somo of DMK, Neeraj Tangi of Congress, Sukhendu Sekhar Ray of TMC also spoke on the budget. In the Lok Sabha, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor initiated discussion. He criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no-confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Yesterday, the opposition gave a notice of no-confidence motion against Mr. Birla. The opposition has submitted the notice to Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. The government has said India will continue to import crude oil from the countries where it is cheap and of the best quality, and the Indian oil companies will purchase oil considering the geopolitical situation and non-sanctioned sources. Top officials of the Ministries of External Affairs and Commerce conveyed this to Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs headed by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor yesterday. Mr. Tharoor told reporters that the meeting was attended by 28 of the 30 members and it was extremely effective. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with BRICS 2026 Sherpas and country representatives yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that as BRICS completes 20 years, it stands as a valuable forum for international cooperation, consultation and coordination, taking forward its people-centric agenda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today, seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has said discussion will focus on energy and deregulation.
Tomorrow here at the White House, the president will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a bilateral meeting. The remainder of the week will be focused on energy and deregulation.
The budget session of the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly will begin today in Amravati. This will be the fifth session of the 16th Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly and is expected to continue until March 12. As per convention, Governor S. Abdul Nazir will address a joint sitting of the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council on the opening day. In Nepal, 12 people were killed and 8 people were injured in a bus accident near Mandali of Ramechhap of Bagmati province yesterday. The bus was heading towards Okaldunga from Kathmandu when it plunged into Tamakoshi River at Masantar of Mandali municipality. Injured were taken to different hospitals for treatment. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog over Meghalaya today. The Met Department has issued a fisherman warning over some parts of southeast and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal, adjoining the East Equatorial Indian Ocean for the day. It also said that East India may witness a rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 48 hours. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup today, in Group D match, South Africa will take on Afghanistan at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.